Judge grants preliminary injunction in $7.4 million funding dispute. Texas border business. McAllen, Texas. A federal district court issued an order in favor of the plaintiffs in the USDN et al. versus USDA case, granting a temporary preliminary injunction and restoring funding to a portion of the award recipients, including a $7.4 million grant awarded to the McAllen-based nonprofit Holistic Organic Practical Education for Small Farm Sustainability, HOPE. According to the court order, the grant was reinstated after the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, rescinded funding for the program in April, citing diversity, equity and inclusion, DEI. For the foregoing reasons, plaintiffs have established entitlement to amend the complaint, and Land Access Program plaintiffs have demonstrated that the terminations of their individual grants were likely contrary to statute, that they will suffer irreparable harm in the absence of relief, and that the balance of equities and public interest favors preliminary injunctive relief, wrote U.S. District Judge Beryl A. Howell in a memorandum opinion. HOPE for Small Farm Sustainability was among 49 of 50 organizations nationwide that were notified in April that their federal grants had been terminated by the USDA. According to the nonprofit, it was the only grant recipient in Texas affected by the action. The nature of our project was always in the name, Victory Farms, because when a community avoids becoming a food desert, then we all win, said Diana Padilla, executive director of HOPE. Time to move forward to provide the much-needed support for current and future farmers, expand HOPE for SFS's work in Texas as a regional local food project through community farming. We appreciate everyone's prayers and support. According to HOPE, the $7.4 million grant was awarded through the USDA's Increasing Land, Capital, and Market Access Program, which is funded by the American Rescue Plan Act. The funding is intended to address declining agricultural production and rising food costs across South Texas, Central Texas, and North Texas. HOPE said additional information about its programs and mission to serve the Rio Grande Valley and communities across Texas is available through the organization's website.